Sunday, the 21st of February, Zayin Adar, Rabbi Yossi David, Machasis HaShekel.
Since the wrote in the notice is that it's an halachic topic, so I'm not limited to what subject I can speak, so I can allow myself to... We mainly want to discuss the Inyan Machasis HaShekel. However, the Choshul Rav just spoke just now about the Machtilenei. It's an interesting Gemara in Megillah which says Akol Oyle Leminyan Sheva. Really, to the seven people who are supposed to be called up on the Shabbos, Afilu Katam Vafilu Isha. Even a woman can get an Aliyah. Sounds like some type of a reform movement. Yeah, Chas V'Shalom. But the Gemara says Afilu Katam Vafilu Isha. Aval Isha Latika B'Tzibur Pnei Kvod HaTzibur. That's what the Gemara says. So it seems to be that the cotton can get a regular aliyah, and the cotton can be mashlim for the minyan sheva. So, it's funny, I was asked a couple of weeks ago by someone, are you allowed to go and listen to a lecture given by a woman? Sounds like a strange question, I don't know if it's applicable. So I thought to myself, you know, what can be the problem? Huh? By Dvoira, it says, by Dvoira, didn't say she used to lecture. By Dvoira, it says she was a shrifetes, according to some opinions, and the machlokes was she actually sat in din. Or not, according to some shittas, she sat behind and she told the dayonim what to say, because a woman can't be a shofet, can't be a dayan. Yeah? Well, some try to do al-pi adibur. The word is pi adibur. If you say that the lecture is al-pi adibur, actually we can compromise. But could there be anything wrong? So then I thought of this Gemara in Megillah, it says, Isha latika betzibur, mitnei kvoid atzibur. What does kvoid atzibur mean? So the Ritva seems to connect it to the Gemara in Brachos, which says Tavo Me'era al Misha Banav Me'betov Otziim Oto Yedei Chova, meaning to say that it's embarrassing if you have to come onto a child or a woman to be moitzi you for a mitzvah, because that shows you don't know how to perform it. So therefore, the Ritva seems to say that the reason why you mustn't let a woman read in public Torah is because it's embarrassing. So many choshev and minion are gathered down to listen to the Torah because you can't do without the minion of men. And all of a sudden the woman goes up, it's embarrassing. That's what the Ritva says. But it's very, very difficult to understand. It's a Rishon, so you have to understand Rishonim. Because if that's the case, even for a child we should be bothered. And the Gemara should say even a cotton shouldn't read the Tzibur and play with the Tzibur. Because also the Gemara Brocha says, even if a child is moitzi on Birkas HaMazon. So why is it that on laning, is it so? I thought, and I haven't seen it yet, I've been looking hard for it, maybe it's disrespectful because it's sneers wise, that a woman should go in front of a tzibur, which is a minion of men, and lecture and speak. Maybe it's not so modest. But anyway, I'm not being machia anything, Chas V'Shalom here, but... Well, whatever she wears, having to say, people listening to her voice, and you know, especially when it comes to learning the Megillah, although the Tamim is on the Akiv, yeah? You can give it another tune, the Megillah. But still, don't know, the Gemara says, call the Tzibur, but anyway, that's a side issue, connected to what you were just discussing before. Today happens to be Zayin Be'Adar. Zayin Be'Adar is the Yotzei of Moshe Rabbeinu. Very special day. And in fact, Haman made the cheshbon of making the gzeira on this month, because he thought, you know, it sounds like a tragic month in the Jewish calendar, Zayin Be'Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of the Jewish people, died on Zayin Be'Adar. It's an opportunity to go for them. And the Gemara Megillah, and Daf Gimel brings it. And the Gemara says he was stupid enough not to know that he was also born on Shiva Be'Adar. Whatever that means, it counteracts. It's if he's born, then he dies. It's not so. It doesn't affect so much. It's also a Mazalik month. However, there's a minhag in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know whether here Chevra Kedisha also do it. That Zayin Be'Adar to make a special suda. It's a special yom tov for the Chevra Kedisha. They call it. Huh? Here as well, all the takonas which they make for all year round. In regards to the Chevra Kedisha, they do it on Zayin Be'Adar. Now why it's so special, I once heard from a Rebbe once, that Zayin Be'Adar, why is it special day for the Chevra Kedisha? Because usually, anybody who's got a trade, yeah, if he hasn't got enough clients, the and he's upset. Even a doctor, the truth is, they don't prevent illnesses, they just cure illnesses, because if not, they wouldn't have any clients. So says the Chevra Kedisha, one day a year the rest. Says the Moshe Rabbeinu was buried by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chevra Kedisha didn't have to deal with it. So since he was buried by Hashem, so therefore, they want to show, we are not out for the job, we are not looking for clients. We don't want it. See, one day a year, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the Chevra Kedisha, he goes and buries Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't, we can go, we can have a Mesiba, we can make a Yom Tov. So that's a fixed Zayin Be'adar, a special day for the Chevra Kedisha. Connected to what we are saying now, it says in the same Gemara, in the Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says like that, Omar Ish Lakish, Galui ve'yadu alifnei mi she'amar v'haya olam, was revealed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the what? She'atid aman nishkol shkalim al Yisrael. Omar Rosh is going to go, he's going to, large, in Hebrew, in Rosh HaKadosh, you say, not large. He didn't have any problem with the money and wealth. He was very rich. He went, and he was willing to give a lot of shkolim, a lot of money, to destroy the Yidden. Lefikach higdim shiklem nishkolim. That's why Kosh Bochu came and told us, the tzivui, to bring machzit ha-shekel, when, and we all know, be'echad ve'adar mashmim al ha-shkalim, from Moshchedesh Adar, they start announcing, and in remembrance of that, we have Pashu Shkolim we had, in order that by Nissan we should already change to the new money, but all of this was to prevent Haman HaRosh's plan to use those shkolim which he gave to Ahasuerus and to be able to destroy the Yiddish nation. Yeah.
He never gave them.
It's a shame. Not talk a lot. Do nothing. Yeah. So. There's an interesting minhag, which we all know, and the Ramo brings it in Hilchos Megillah. Yeah? It says, strangely enough, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this minhag. Yeah? And the Achronim really bring, that since the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it, it's because none of the Rishonim have bought this minhag. It's not in the Rambam, it's not in the Tur, it's not in the Rosh, so the Shulchan Aruch left it out. The minhag which we do is Zecher Lemachzit HaShekel. The Ramo says as follows, Yesh Oyimrim, after the Shulchan Aruch brings the union of Matanos Levyenim on Purim, says, Yesh Oyimrim sheyesh litem koidem Purim, you have to be particular what Ramo says, before Purim, machatzit min ha-matveh ha-kavua b'oto makom, half the coin which is fixed in that place where you're living. So let's take it in our terms. It's presumably the 50p coin. Yeah, Dan Weiss, by the way, was asked about this. What about if there isn't half a, like the heaven that's sold half a shekel? Yeah, there's 50p. Is that also considered like there isn't enough? You have to make from different coins half the currency, yeah? So he says, yes, do that as well, Dan Weiss writes in his Chuvos and Chelek Tev. So there are more rights. The meaning is to give half a matvea. Zecher lemachatzit ha-shekel she'enotnim be'adar. In remembrance of what the Eden used to give in the month of Adar, irrelevant to Purim. Irrelevant and relevant. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, every person had to give machatzit ha-shekel on this month. So therefore we do, in remembrance of that, we give zecher lemachatzit ha-shekel. So he says, before Purim you give it. Ume'achar she'gimal pe'omim kosov truma. Since it says, the word truma, says the Ramo, three times, this is the Ramon Shulchan Aruch, yeah? Three times it says Truma, you should give three halves. Make it more for Zeicher. And the Ramon says, B'yesh litno koidim shemitpalel mincha. He brings B'shem the Maril, when should you give, when is the best time to give Machzit HaShekel? So the Ramon writes, the best time is to give it on the Tanis, in the afternoon. Mincha time, when you come to hear the Megillah, you have a mincha, then you have a Maril straight away. That's what the Minhag used to be once. They didn't... They used to pray Maariv straight after Mincha. And according to Ramon, you should give the Machzit HaShekel before Mincha, when you come to Daven. And he brings that B'Shem the Maariv. So it's a bit, let's to go into the source of the union of Machzit HaShekel, where is it mentioned? And if you look at the source, something very strange. The source is the Hagos Mordechi. at the back of the Gemara of Megillah. Says the Mordechai as follows: Uma shenoisnim gimel machatziot lepurim. Lepurim seems to be, we're not talking about anything which is zecher lemachzit shekel. That means he's talking about the months which you give on Purim. Matanot Nevyonim.
Mishum dichti v'pasas kitisa kimel pe'amim machatzit shekel.
And he writes what exactly you should do. The money, you should give it to poor people. If there's no poor people, you can keep it for yourself and then give it later on. You don't have to give it immediately. On that day, obviously, if you've got no poor people, what should you do? So you separate it and you put it and you give it to whoever you want to give it if you don't have any poor people. I mean, you must have a share. Yeah? There's no poor people in the town. Could be. Could be. So the Mordechai seems to say that there's no zecher l'machzit shekel. It's an Indian of Mos Purim. Give it in a way that they used to give the Machzit HaShekel. Why? You should also remember the Indian of Machzit HaShekel. It's not two separate chiyuvim to give on Purim and to give before Purim. However, the Darkei Moshe brings this Mordechai, and he straight immediately after that he brings the Maharil. Now the Maharil clearly brings these two separate things. I'll read you Loshon. It says, Bemincha, כשהולכים לבית הכנסת, when you go to shul, נותנים מחצית השקל ומעות פורים. You give מחצית השקל and money for מתנות לאביונים. So it seems to be two separate עניינים, but very strangely, מעות פורים you give even before פורים. That means you can give it to a poor person. And logically, it makes sense. Why are you giving Mos Purim to the poor person? You want him to prepare his Suda for Purim. No point giving him at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Purim day when he can't, no time to go and buy anything. So that Maharil clearly writes, the Matanos Levyonim used to give it before. But there was also a Inyan Machzit HaShekel. And that's where the Ramon gets the source of this minhag. The strange thing is that the Ramon writes, the reason why we give three halves is why? It says Truma in the Pasuk three times. The Matei Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, yeah, was a Sfaradi Rav who lived in the time of the Chida, a bit before the Chida. He writes in his Perush in the Shulchan Aruch, he asks a very interesting question on the Ramo. He says, if you look at this week's Sedra, it says, yeah, three times Truma, not in Kisisa. Kisisa also says Truma LaHashem three times. But in our Sedra it says three times. And the Medrash says why it says three times, because there are three trumas given. One was truma lemishkan, which had no share, you can give however much you want, and one was for the adanim, which machzit shekel beka la gulgolet, which was used for the brackets which were holding the mishkan up, and the third machzit shekel was of a korbonis. That's the minhag which I have every year to bring machzit shekel. So says the Matzi Yehuda, why should you bring three times? Because it says three half shekels. Because it says three times Truma. Two of them are irrelevant to the Machzit HaShekel. So because it says Truma, and Behemis, he holds, and so does the Gaon Mevilna hold, they only bring one half of a coin. He takes away the minhag of bringing three halves. The Ma'aser Rav, the Gaon and Ma'aser Rav writes clearly to bring only one half. And the Matthew the holds, you should only bring one half. Don't bring three halves of Shkalim. And if you go to the source, you see there's something very strange happened here. Could be that the word Truma got changed with the word Machatzit HaShekel. Because if you look at the Mordechai inside, which you just read before, read it again, Machatzit HaShekel, it says, Dichtiv v'parashat kitisa gimal pa'amim Machatzit HaShekel. It says three times the word Machatzit HaShekel. Not Truma. Granted, it says also Truma three times, Truma Hashem. But it's referring to Machatzit HaShekel. So now, I'll answer the question of the Matei Yehuda, yeah? But very strangely, there are more rights, because it says three times Truma. And in Darkei Moshe, he clearly writes there are more rights, because it says Machzit HaShekel three times. So I don't know where exactly, whether it's a mistake with your printers added on, but all the Achronim, I haven't found anyone who points this out on the Ramo. So anyway, that answers the question of the Matei Yehuda. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the Truma which you spoke in this week's Sedra. Nothing to do with the three trumas. Machatzit HaShekel, the word Machatzit HaShekel happens to be in the Torah three times. So you know what? You want to make a good zecher? Three times, chazoka? Do it, give three times, three half a coins. Another thing I want to discuss, when exactly should you give it? Because this year, it turns out to be that Thursday we fast, Tanis Esther, and Shabbos is Erev Purim, and he goes straight into the Megillah. So when should you give the Machtit HaShekel? So the Mishnah Berurah brings B'Shem the Magen Avraham, that the minute was to give it in the morning before the laning of the Megillah. Libi or Emily, I'm not sure, that the Magen Avraham never meant to Machtit HaShekel. He was talking about Matanos Le'Avyonim. He wasn't talking about Machtit HaShekel. But the Prima Gadim says, the minhag is to give it a Tanis Esther Mincha time, to give it then. So, and that's the Matanos Le'Avyonim you give in the morning, like the Magen Avraham says. So he points it out. However, this year, what do we do? In Masechet Sofrim, yeah, which the Rishonim call it Masechtot Chitzoniot. Yeah, we don't always pass them according to the Masechtos. It's in the back of the Gemara where it is. And it says clearly, you should be Makdim Machtit HaShekel, the giving of the Machtit HaShekel. I'll give you the Loshon of it. Tzrichim Yisrael Latet Shiklehem Lifnei Shabbos Zohar. Before Parshas Zohar. This year comes out brilliant. If you'll give it in Tanis Esther, then you'll be giving it like Masechet Sofrim, even before, although the Ramah push it away. Says, no, you give it a Mincha time in Tanis Esther. You don't give it before the Shabbos before. But this year, it turns out that Tanis Esther is anyway before. So the Minhag is, and really it's got a source, in Kabbalah as well. The Rosh Hash writes clearly, the Rosh Hash, Rav Shalom Sharavi, who was one of the great Mechavnim, and he writes, he's Medayik from the Kitvei Arizal, that you should give the Machtit HaShekel on the fast of Tanis Esther. Because the fasting is for an atonement, for Kapora, and the giving of Tzedakah is also Mechapa. So therefore, join Kapora to Kapora, and therefore give the Machtit HaShekel already, give it before. So that's as far as the Inyan of Machtit HaShekel. I hope I covered whatever needs to be covered here. it says, I would like to discuss another thing. Is another point is on Moitzei Shabbos. When do we make Avdolah? So the Ramah writes in Ramah writes the Koyrim haMegillah veAchakach Mavdilim. He brings the Shem haMinhagim. Yeah, double poshut that you read the Megillah first and then you make Avdolah. And the Mishnah Berurah writes the reason for this is. Because whenever you do something betzibur, to bring out Shabbos, the later we bring out Shabbos, the better. Yeah? Let's understand what it means, the later we bring out, the better. By the end of the day, we're reading Megillah. Megillah can't be read on Shabbos. So surely you've already brought out Shabbos. To make Avdolah, which is a declaration of Yitzir Shabbos, keep it for the later. So therefore, postpone the Avdolah to after the Megillah. Famous question is, we've got a rule of Tadir v'shena Tadir. Tadir kodem, when you've got a frequent mitzvah, it takes precedence, comes before an unfrequent mitzvah. And therefore we should make Avdolah even beforehand. Further than that, more difficult question. And I don't know, I think the Chorim haven't quoted this term name, but the Chidor brings it. The Ravid in his Tshuvas, which is the Rishon, he writes very sharply against this minhag of reading the Megillah before Avdolah. His lashon is like that. Ra'iti mi shemevarech al hadlakat ner Chanukah kodem sheyavdil, va'ani oimer sheta'utu she'en shum esek ba'olam kodem la'avdolah b'moitzei Shabbos. That's as far as lighting candles. At the end he writes, aval ha'koydes ha'megillah umaleh einav min ha'or מתחיל עשה מגילה וניזו ממנו הצויף ואחר כך מברך בו למרש לא נכון הדבר אבל יש אנשים בעולם שכיוון שנזרק דבר אחר מפיהם אפילו בטעות מחזיקים בו there's some minhogim which even comes originates from a mistake people get hold of the minhag and keep that minhag that's what the Ravid writes the Ravid sharply writes against making Havdalah after laying Megillah he holds you should make Havdalah before Because nothing comes before Avdolah, you can't do anything. But further than that...
Do you mean
no, Shul. Yeah, let the chazan make, let the chazan... There's an old minhag the chazan should make on Friday night. He can make also Moitzei Shabbos, make Avdolah. Further than that, he's got a big problem. that you cannot benefit from light in the way you're benefiting by Kriyas HaMegillah without making boilim ha'esh. Without making bracha de'esh. And the Chidor writes, you should at least make that bracha of boilim ha'esh. Take a candle, The tzibur that everybody make a bracha of a boy l'mayreish. Mishpura doesn't write like that. Oh, you have a marriage with a night. Another question is by Chanukah. We light Chanukah candles before we even say Abdullah, and then we've got no problem with that. Apart from the Mishabura that brings the Zachronim say the Todi Mishnah, Todi candles before. But I think there's a difference. The difference is that Chanukah and also what is Mariv, really you should know, davening, the Siddur Tefillah which we have, really we were not allowed to write it. It's inclusive in Teresh of Al-Peh. In the time of Chazal, everybody used to daven by heart. They used to walk into the shul, that's why we have Chazos HaShatz, for people who are not bekeev. What was the problem of writing a piece of parchment, the Tefillah? It was part of Teresh of Al-Peh. So people used to daven off by heart. There's no chiyuv to read davening from a Siddur. So we don't know how to daven properly, so we read from a Siddur. But there's no chiyuv to daven from it. Kriyas HaMegillah, we can only do it mitoch haktav. So therefore it makes sense that by Megillah, the Ravid was makpid, he should make Mayraesh beforehand, because you cannot read otherwise. So I found that the Orach HaShulchan points this problem out, but the Orach HaShulchan never quotes the Ravid. The Orach HaShulchan writes as follows, yeah? He says, Kshechal Motzei Shabbat, Haya Me'araui, it was correct if what we would have done Avdolah before reading the Megillah. Why? De'ech Nehene Me'aor. How will you benefit from light before you've done a brach on it? So answers the Orach HaShulchan. Yeah? He says, Ve'im Yishum Shene'eni Min'aor, B'kiyas HaMegillah. There's no shum chashash, there's no worry about benefiting from light before you make the bracha. So now he's come to a different conclusion there. No problem at all to benefit from light before you make a bracha. Delo matzino shasur le'anot me'aor. We don't find any restriction in Chazal not to benefit from light without making a bracha on it. Sharek v'averachlo v'abokir b'ikas yetzeh moiras. We've already thanked Hashem for the light, for the moiras, yeah? Be'en kan ne'ene minoyla mazeh b'loy bracha. And the reason why we bank a bracha on Moitzei Shabbos on light is because that's when light was created. Not because in order to be able to benefit, to give Shemach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they created light. It was on Moitzei Shabbos, while the Malaysian had their brains to reveal the way of making fire. So the Orach HaShulchan seems to hold, there's no issue at all. Be'im ken minhagenu oile yafeh. Our minhag, which we don't make Avdolah before the Megillah, oile yafeh. It's very good. And he writes a bit more on it, but the Pele is, the Ravid, his lotion is, Havala koires ha-megillah u-male einav min ha-or mitchilas ha-megillah ve-nizo mimena ha-tsoifa. And after he makes boi ha-mer-ha-esh, it's not correct. According to the Ravid, it seems to be, even though it's not because of nanim to make boi ha-mer-ha-esh on fire, however, it's wrong that you should have such strong benefit from light if now it's the time for you to give a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for light. So you have to do that first. So, I guess the Orach HaShulchan never saw the term Deim, the Ravid, because it's not everybody has a chuvus of the Ravid. It's not printed in there. And the Ravid is a Rishon, and the Ravid writes like that. But anyway, nothing will go against the Minhag. The Minhag is to make Avdolah only afterwards. But the Sfad in the Minhag is that they make a Bach of Avdolah of Boyer Moed HaEsh before they read the Megillah. In some communities, on Tisha B'Av, which falls on Moitzei Shabbos, they also light. But there it's different. There, because if you won't do it on that night, you lose the bracha totally. Because the next, when you make Avdolah on Moitzei Tisha B'Av, you won't be able to make on the fire. So anyway, you have to make it tonight. So if you anyway have to make it already before. So, why by this you don't make? Because presumably later on you're going to have to make Avdolah, the whole Nusach of the Avdolah, so they left it for after the Megillah. Another issue, which I'd like to discuss with you, if you don't mind, if you've got a few more minutes, is the chiyuv, which people take for granted, it's a chiyuv to have bread on Purim. I'm just coming to widen our general knowledge. Where is the source of having a suda on Purim? Do we have to have a suda with bread on Purim? Or it's enough if we just fill ourselves up with meat and wine? Do we have to? So, both in the Ramah, mitzvah le'arbot b'sudat Purim. It's a lotion of the two. It's a mitzvah to add on to your Suda of Purim. And we all know the Suda of Purim, which was done at night, has to be done again the next morning. But the question is that the Birkei Yosef brings, the Chidor brings, and the Shari Tshuva brings him.
Im asa sudat purim belo lechem yatza.
Someone who makes sudas purim without bread, it was yotze, because there's no source to say you need to have bread on Purim night. The Maharshal in his Tshuvas writes, what do you mean? It says simcha by Purim.
And simcha, you have to have a suda. How can you have simcha with no suda? And the suda has to be with bread. And really, this is the source to what he's saying from the Rosh and Brachot.
The Rosh and Brachot says that on Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv to have bread, not because there's a hekesh to Shabbos. It's because on Yom Tov there's a chiyuv of simcha. And when there's a chiyuv of simcha, there's a chiyuv to have bread too. So the poskim can bring here the proof from the Rosh, that if there's a simcha on Purim, you have to have bread. Rabbi Kiva Eiger disagrees with this. Yeah, this will bring the Rosh. Rabbi Kiva Eiger Nashmot and Shuvah, Rabbi Kiva Eiger holds that the reason why on Yom Tov you need to have bread is not because of simcha. Because the proof is on Shabbos. On Shabbos is no Indian, the Indian of simcha, but there's no chiyuv of simcha on Shabbos. And you still have a chiyuv to have bread on Shabbos. It's irrelevant. So you hold Shabbos and Yom Tov are compared to each other, and that's why you have to have bread. So I couldn't tell Rabbi Kiva Eiger, bread has nothing to do with simcha.
You
should not eat. You should sleep. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger seems to hold not like that. It seems to be a bit of an argument. What's the reason why on Yom Tov and have an implication to Purim? The Magen Avraham holds when it comes to repeating. If someone forgets to say Alanisim on Purim, so the halacha is taking on for granted that we don't repeat the Birkas Hamazon. You should know that Maharal and maybe many Achronim hold, you have to repeat your benching again. Because the chiyuv to eat bread they hold. And if there's a chiyuv to eat bread, it's like Shabbos, you have to repeat your benching again. The Magen Avraham disagrees. The Magen Avraham holds, and chiyuv, there's no chiyuv to have bread on Purim. So he says, maximum I'll agree to them on the first Suda which you have. But any other Suda which you have on Purim Day, which is the extra Suda, you definitely don't go back on Alanisim. Lemaisim, Agarvamos, you don't go back on Alanisim Bechlal. But there's a great implication, there's enough community to Halacha as well. What happens if you, and that's the Minhag was, according to Ma'aril, that you used to have the Suda Spurim, if you ever wondered what's the source of delaying the Suda Spurim to the end of the day, you see everybody's a few minutes before Shkir, they quickly wash their hands and eat, it's got a source, the Ma'aril brings. The minhag was that just before it got dark, they would eat and they'd continue the suda into the night. Maybe to extend the simcha. Yeah? So the shaila is, you get to benching time, do you say Alanism or not? It's gone. So we all know the famous machloiket between the Orchot Chaim Milunim and the Rosh, two great Rishonim. What happens if you ate on Shabbos, and if Shabbos came out, and you're benching, do you mention Ritzeh or not? No argument, all the way along, three times in Shulchan Aruch, you find it in Ilchot Birkat Hamazon, and in Ilchot Shabbos, and you find it in Ilchot Purim. Three times in Shulchan Aruch brings the argument, yeah? So, one holds, you go according to what you're now, and now it's already gone, the day is gone, so you don't mention anything, it'd be strange if you say Alanisim after Purim. And one holds, no, you go after Ikka Suda, and you started eating your bread when? While it's still before night. So therefore you should mention it. Again, this is a famous argument. There's a Tshuva Saramah, which is a bit of a proof that there's a chiyuv to eat bread on Purim according to the Ramah. The Ramah in Tshuvas writes about this argument, and he's got his klal. He brought a yesod. When should you mention an askara, even if the day is gone? And when should you not? So the Ramah says, wherever the Suda, yeah, yes, this is the Ramah writing, 400 years ago. The Minak Poshut Beirenu, Shebelel Purim Kovim Sudat Purim Somuch Le'erev. Near the evening, it's Ramah writing, yeah? Umamshichim Bisuda Harbe Purim, you were learning all day. Yeah? So, you know, find some time for the Suda Purim towards the end of the day. So it says, "Somuch le'erev u'mamshichim b'suda harbe b'layla." They used to carry on until late at night the suda. U'lebasov mevarchim al anisim, they make al anisim. So he says, "Ikan emeima de lo chashiv b'suda." So kol kach yud nikret. The reason why Rosh Chodesh
And on Hanukkah,
even if it goes out, we don't say if it goes out, it's because there's no chiyuv to have a suda in those days. But when you have a chiyuv to have a suda, then the suda becomes so important that you can drag it into the next day. And therefore, according to Ramon, seems to be there's a chiyuv to have bread for Suda's Purim. Because if not, what chashivas does the suda have? To be able to drag the suda into the night. So according to Ramon Bepshitus, he holds that you mention Alanisim, and that's what Mishabur is asking, that even if Purim has gone out, you mention Alanisim because of Muslim, providing you didn't daven Mariv before you benched. If you daven Mariv, Bitarti Nesati, contradictive things. So therefore you shouldn't mention. Some poskim hold, don't mention Alanisim. Because anyway the whole inyan of Alanisim is no ma'akiv in benching. If you don't say Alanisim in benching, you don't have to repeat. So why get into an argument after Nacht? And then mention Alanisim. Avoid it. And Ben is say it's a great hefsek if you think about it, because Alanisim has been nikva in the brachos which are in the early brachos, not in the Ben Yerushalayim. So it's a big hefsek you're doing. So actually there's a reason. But anyway, that's some. The minhag is, according to Mishnah Berurah, is that we say Alanisim even if Purim has gone out. But many points can hold on, I guess. I just want to point out the Gemara, which is connected back to the Machti Hashem that I share it with you. The Gemara says, "Ata mile kum tzekimcha diyadchu v'dochi aseret alfe kikar kaspa didi." When Haman came to visit, came to take Mordechai, to take him on the horse, so Mordechai was learning. And by the way, it's a raya that Cheder should be opened also on Pesach. Because Rashi says, v'shisha asa benisam. And he was teaching the Gemara, Menachos, how to do the Kmitza. It's the beginning of the Omer. You have to learn how to do the Kmitza. So you see a great time. Pesach, there was school. Boys would go to the Cheder to learn. And he came and he told them, Haman said, you know what, you mana kumtza, a little bit of machzit shekel, a little bit of koimetz, of flour, that small bit comes and pushes off all my 10,000 shekelim, all the money which I've given. So this answers why, basically Al-Sheikh asks, it's very strange, what? Machzit HaShekel comes for a kapot prevention for Haman. Haman gave much more money. If you make a cheshbon, Machzit HaShekel, how much it comes out from 600,000 yidin, yeah? It doesn't comes up to mea kikar of kesef, yeah? And he gave aseret alfei kikar kesef. He gave 10,000. So how does it come to count? This is a koshbochel from the yidin wants a little bit. A little bit is so powerful that they can annul a lot of from someone bad, yeah. So there's a little the Tosfos says that that it's equivalent to the machzit shekel which he didn't give. So the Al-Sheikh answers that maybe Haman thought of being clever, and he said yes, machzit shekel is only half, and therefore they only come to 10,000. But if you look at the parshas Erechin, a person is worth 50 shkolim. If a person gives the erech of himself, it's 50 shkolim. Now 50 shkolim is 100 half shkolim. So really the correct amount of the Haman give comes to 10,000, etc. And she used to override all the erech. Because Rochel says, you know, you give a little bit, I'll do everything for you.